Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently... Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
No wars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Our government has been in close contact with the mayor of Ottawa and municipal and provincial officials. So far, the RCMP has mobilized nearly 300 officers to support the Ottawa Police Services and is ready to do more.
Rather than face the Canadian people, Justin Trudeau is sicking his police on them. Governments have been hiring globalist players and thugs for years. Meet Peter Slowly, known for being woke. 7 years ago, as deputy police chief, Peter Slowly said that being black made him a suitable candidate for Toronto's next police chief, and claimed a more important factor was his experience as a United Nations peacekeeper, an international police force known for raping and pillaging communities under the flag of peace. It was reported that there was much animosity when Slowly was not chosen to be Toronto's first black police chief, and a year later, he resigned. During his resignation speech, he bragged about tempting offers coming from the international private sector and went on immediately to join the company Deloitte, whose CEO sits on the board of directors at Pfizer and who was awarded over $40 million by the CDC to build a vaccine management system. A couple months before the COVID-19 scandemic, Peter Slowly was made chief of the Ottawa Police. While the world celebrates the inspiring human spirit coming from the people of Canada, their own police steal their gasoline to freeze them out. Families and children. And the foundations of an incoming false flag are now being identified. Meet Peter Downing, a former cop for the RCMP who was given full pay and a clean record after a criminal conviction. Downing is the head of Wexit, an Alberta separatist movement seeking to overrule Canadian law with decrees set by the United Nations and funded by a woman who sits on the board of the Atlantic Council. The Atlantic Council founded CrowdStrike, which ties them to Hillary Clinton. They are funded by George Soros and the Ukraine's Burisma. They are considered a threat to constitutional order by the Russian government, and they fund Peter Downing's Wexit. Wexit has made itself a part of the Ottawa protests, and their connections to George Soros and the RCMP should be cause for alarm. People need to be on the lookout for state-sponsored shenanigans.
We've been told that one of the triggers or indicators where we know that they're going to physically move against us and start arresting us is when our media goes down. When all of our telecommunications devices do go down, when we go fully black, the next phase of this will be the public order units will move in on us and start kettling. This is it. If there's a media blackout of everybody that you're connected to with this freedom convoy, that's your trigger that you know something is up, and I would encourage you to make arrangements and immediately start heading to Ottawa.
Trudeau's liberals are now scurrying to pass their new anti-hate laws straight out of communist China, where a Canadian can be fined $70,000 and thrown in jail for up to 4 years for the crime of posting anything on the internet that the government deems inappropriate. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it in the ocean is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off. And at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
Another time in the age of wonder, another time, as I was reading and reading. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The power of their source. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this February 9th, 2022, Wednesday edition. I normally get ready for about 4 hours in the morning, but today I had a lot of family stuff going on and some very important business developments to fund the operation that were very positive. And I only spent about an hour today reading news and getting ready. So I got in here late, and I was going over the 500 articles or so they'd printed off for me. And I only got through two of the stacks. Normally I go through everything. I didn't go through it today. Just the two stacks I went through have chills shooting up and down my spine right now. Whoa! I mean, wow! Look at just the top two stories. Pfizer quietly yesterday released an email to their shareholders warning them of bad clinical trial news coming out that they believe is going to hurt the forced injection program. Now, we already knew they suppressed the bad clinical data, which is a huge felony crime. We had the whistleblowers, the documents. We already know that the British Medical Journal 4 months ago came out and said, this is one of the greatest crimes ever. You will discredit vaccines for generations. You need to pull it. But did you ever see that on the news? You try to share that on Instagram or Twitter, your ass is banned. Think of the people that work at Twitter and Facebook committing those crimes to cover that out, to black that out. That's why you see all these folks abandoning ship over there at Facebook, and they should be. Because if you stay part of this now, folks, you are definitely guilty. Maybe you didn't know before if you were an executive at Facebook or Twitter. You do now. People over at Google, and they're just doubling down with the cover-ups, but not Pfizer, because in their corporate religion of evil, they've got to tell the owners what's really happening. So they just made their $90-plus billion the last year of nightmare forced medical tyranny. And now they release, you can read the whole thing on InfoWars.com. That's hard news. Directly to their shareholders saying, quote, Pfizer quietly adds language warning that unfavorable preclinical, clinical or safety data may impact business. Boy, that's a mouthful. Let me read that to you again. Pfizer quietly adds language warning that unfavorable preclinical or safety data may impact business. Oh, you mean because for the last year you've been trying to suppress since day one? the clinical data in the UK going back 18 months ago and the clinical data here going back 13 months ago. And there's all these hundreds of lawsuits in two different federal courts. And then the appellate court have ordered them to release the documents and they said no. And the court said release 500 pages. The 500 pages were the first couple weeks in the U.S. alone. Couple thousand deaths directly confirmed, not in VAERS, by the doctors, by Pfizer. Tens of thousands of miscarriages, tens of thousands of heart attacks. And that's what got put on record. Even Harvard estimates 1% end up getting properly reported. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. So the CDC knew in October of 2020, months before anybody got injected in the U.S., that it's going to cause blood clots, heart attacks, myocarditis, because the top virologist and the top epidemiologist and the top vaccine experts in the world said, we've tried the spike protein before in rat studies and guinea pig studies and mice studies and primate studies, and it kills the majority of them with blood clots and heart attacks and cancer very quickly. Now, humans are tough. We can take on a lot more poison than most animals. That's a little secret about us, is we're pretty badass. But we are being hit and hit incredibly hard, ladies and gentlemen. And they all think it's funny. These psycho death cult murderers. I mean, there's a reason the New Zealand Prime Minister looks like a psychotic vampire. She's a Davos graduate and literally wants human depopulation, she admits publicly. So she wants you to die, but she wants you to live, take this shot. Not very hard to figure out what's happening. It's like if somebody is a convicted child molester, and they tell you they want to come do drag queen story time with your elementary students, and you let them, you're now aiding and abetting. Because obviously someone who's convicted child molester is dressing up like a clown to come see children because they want to molest them. Well, when someone like Bill Gates tells you he wants to depopulate the planet, and when she says she wants to depopulate the planet and attends those events, and now she wants to lock you down and put something in your body, folks, it ain't 2 plus 2. It just is. It's not just putting 2 plus 2 together. It's just prima facie on its face. Now, that's just one of the articles. Pretty massively bombshell. Here's one just as big. CDC considers increasing time between vaccines to cut risk of heart inflammation, heart attacks, and death. They're saying this themselves. Boston Local 25 is reporting. And notice what the CDC and others are doing, and Pfizer is. They're putting this out to their shareholders. They're putting it out real quietly on local TV stations. It's a public notice of what they're doing to you, but they don't want to put it on the Joe Rogan show. They want to say he's wrong when he tells 20 million people the truth. And under law, under British common law, which is the basis of our Constitution and Bill of Rights, if they give you a notice, though, they have less liability. So they notice it. Remember the first 6 months of the deadly injections? Nurses and doctors and pharmacy owners would open up the vaccine injection paperwork that by law is supposed to be in there. It was blank, as pure as the driven snow. Now, they finally added 6 months later, okay, it caused heart attacks and heart swelling and some other things. To cover their ass. In fact, all that's on the sheet is the horrible things it can do to you now. Not what's in it, because that's all secret. And Pfizer and Moderna, they all got it, a secret deal that Trump signed with them. One of Trump's biggest follies, one of Trump's biggest black marks. And now they have a secret agreement with the government. Congress can't even see that. Since when the hell does that go on? And all these other countries signed the secret agreement except Brazil didn't. And now the UN has a war crimes court open for crimes against humanity and are trying to get an indictment of Bolsonaro because he didn't let them rape the hell out of his people. Boy, I wish we had Bolsonaro. I mean, I think Trump's a good guy overall, but Bolsonaro's so much more smarter, so much stronger. We need 100 Bolsonaros as presidents around the world and prime ministers. We sure as hell don't need 100 Joe Bidens. We need a billion Tucker Carlsons and a couple billion more Joe Rogans and a couple billion more Naomi Wolfs and people like Tulsi Gabbard. And you are the Joe Rogan or the Tulsi Gabbard out there. You are the Tucker Carlson. You are the Bolsonaro. Well, they got up to five African presidents. Most of them turned out were doctors, because in Africa they prize being a doctor over a lawyer. I think we should have more doctors as president here. Five African presidents all ended up dying. Some of them shot, killed, blown up. Others mysteriously just fell over dead when they wouldn't let Pfizer and Moderna in. Oh, and you know what happened in Africa? They have the lowest COVID rate and lowest death rate in the world because they won't take the shots. Israel has the most shots. They've got the highest infection, hospitalization, and death rate. But they run these lying headlines ad nauseum everywhere, like this one out of the Washington Post. COVID deaths highest in a year as Omicron targets the unvaccinated and the elderly. But it's not the unvaccinated that are dying. It is the vaccinated. That's the real numbers, but they don't care because they're your enemy, and they're lying to you. But now, Pfizer's having to come out and admit to its shareholders, get ready for really bad news to come out, because more documents are coming out, and we know what you murdering eugenics trash did, and you will be held accountable.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stranger in the night, praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light, no more dark.
I really feel sorry for people that haven't seen the light.
Now I'm so happy, no
more beautiful
inside
that light.
Praise the Lord.
Those that saw the light, our ancestors, recreated it in cathedrals with beautiful stained glass. It looks just like that, but more beautiful than you can imagine. The fractals beyond the most beautiful kaleidoscope you could ever imagine. I've seen the light. I've seen the light.
Praise the Lord.
Gotta feel sorry for our enemies. They haven't seen the light. I saw the light.
I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
All right, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this live February 9th, 2022 transmission. There's no way to do this justice. I mean, HIV levels are suddenly exploding worldwide, and suddenly it's much deadlier and killing people much faster. Yeah, we told you it's the injection. Top scientist told you 2 years ago. There's videos at Mandot Video where I go on for hours with the top scientists warning everyone. And sure as hell, it's happening. They're like, oh, guess what? COVID vaccine could increase risk of HIV infection. Wow. 3 minutes ago. Of course, they warned you back actually at the time. That's actually an old article. You see, they're always throwing it in your face. That's a good 6-7 months after I first broke that news. But they even covered their ass there, didn't they? I mean, how do you just cover something like that and just move on to the next thing? You know what I mean? Because that's each one of these is like that. This is a full-out assault. And then I've got news in Australia, news in Europe, news in the UK, news in Canada, and news in the U.S., that sounds like it's something you'd hear out of communist China or North Korea, or you read about in a history book in the Soviet Union. We told you yesterday how the Capitol Police have set up offices all over the country in fake companies, repair companies, and then they break into people's offices and spy on them in Congress, in the Capitol, at night and on the weekends, like Nixon's plumbers, but on a much wider scale. Now they've confirmed they're reading members of Congress's mail. They're intercepting their mail, sending it to the Justice Department, where they then read it. Louis Gohmert's upset about it, and he should be. And they admit it. They go, yeah, we read your mail. What are you going to do about it? And then what's happening in Canada? The prime minister that said on TV he wants to be a dictator and loves China's dictatorship, close quote, that he admires the, quote, basic dictatorship of Xi Jinping, the guy that says you shouldn't be allowed to have free speech, the guy that wants to forcibly inject you can't leave your house, the guy that says if you haven't had all your injections, no one can come to your home, gatherings of five or more are illegal, that's martial law. I now have so many clips I can't even play them all, but we'll play some next segment, a few, saying you are terrorists, you are traitors, and you're going to be arrested, and we're going to put you in prison if you come out and peacefully protest and say you don't want to be forcibly injected. I mean, the bottom fell out. They've gone all the way, and I've got CNN and MSNBC all attacking the truckers and calling them terrorists as well. I mean, it's full on, folks. They know we've broken with them. They know we're awake. No one's watching them. They have 100,000 viewers on average. We have 3-4 million viewers on average. Joe has more like 20 million on average now, Joe Rogan. And that's a conservative. In fact, by the way, Joe showed me some of the real numbers, which they haven't released yet. And he told me not to tell you till they decide to release them. But let me tell you, it's not 11 million people downloading it. It's 11 million downloading the average in the United States. So, wow, wait till they learn these numbers. Stratospheric. I've never heard of anything this big. We had 80-something million different IP addresses at InfoWars in a three-day period during the 2016 election. That was the biggest we ever were. We had days with 20-plus million people on the site. You know, Drudge is bigger than that, but that's the biggest we've ever been. Rogan, he showed me the numbers, but I'm going to shut up now because he said don't tell people yet. But of course Rumble's trying to double down on their offer and hire Rogan. Anywhere Rogan goes, he's going to make hundreds of millions of dollars. But that's not what Joe cares about, believe me. And I'll leave it at that. Do you have any idea how much money Rogan already made over the years of sponsorships and all the companies he's endorsed? I mean, do you have any idea? He's made way more money on that than the Spotify deal. I mean, Joe Rogan's a billionaire. Okay? I'm going to stop right there. But he doesn't care about what they're doing, and he's laughing at them. Sorry, I'm digressing. Now, InfoWars is the real black sheep embattled and running down like an old clock here if we don't get prayer and support. And boy, do all of you not get incredible credit, ladies and gentlemen, for your support of this broadcast over the years, so we'd be here now at this critical time. I mean, you talk about absolute vindication. Absolute vindication with everything coming out we've talked about. And now we can just stop the nuclear war and arrest the head of Pfizer and Fauci and have a war crime tribunal. We could beat this thing really quick, but prophecy must be fulfilled. The devil will get his 15 minutes of fame, but it's a very short time. Is it a year from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now? I don't know. But this is definitely the mark of the beast precursors. This is definitely the shape of things to come very soon. And the resistance we build now that'll get sucked under and beaten for a season, we'll lose a couple quarters in the game. We'll lose a few periods. We'll lose 5 or 6 innings. But we're going to win in the end. So I can tell you this is all incredible. It is amazing. But all over the world, the forced injections, or you go to jail. Not, oh, you can't leave your house. No, you're going to jail if you leave your house. Australia and Austria. Their names sound the same, different parts of the world, but guess they're going down the alphabet with the A countries first. Guess America's next. You know, Biden tried all that, but it didn't work. Sound like, oh, the science now says you don't need masks. The science now says you don't need shots. See, they're trying to back off because they know they woke you up. Yeah, you bit off more than you can chew, you damn devils.
For only 72 hours, our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com.
There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological, spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. BesetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out. It's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. Correct.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have found the most demonized, lied about, censored broadcast in the world. And if you go anywhere on the internet, people are saying, we love Alex Jones, but where is he? Well, you're the folks smart enough to know how to come find the show at man.video and infowars.com. That may seem simple to you, but there's a lot of people that just get habituated to watching and seeing and hearing things on Instagram, on Twitter, on Google. And if it's not in the search engine, And they bury us 20 pages down. They don't find it. That's why you're the emissaries. You're the ambassadors. You are the missionaries of truth that send people the live feeds from Infowars.com/show or band.video. Oh, but those are banned on most platforms. So you just send them futurenews.news and say, here is the verboten site that no one dare name. We can really use the Streisand effect against them. All right, let me get into this right now because it's just so huge. And it's what's happening up in Canada that's now inspired people in the U.S. and all over the world, all over Europe, all over the U.K., all over Australia, New Zealand. Truckers and peaceful people are going to their major cities and their capitals, and they're just encamping, and they're honking their horns and saying, we won't be forcibly injected to have our jobs or to drive a truck. And we're sick of the lockdowns, we're sick of the tyranny. And I know one of my producers warned of this weeks ago, and now it's happening. They're saying that there's auto part problems in Detroit because of the truckers. And they're saying that there's not enough food on the shelves at your grocery stores because of the truckers. And yeah, they probably contribute 5% to what's happening, maybe, in those areas, but not even 1% in the aggregate over a whole country. But what are they supposed to do? We're all being put under siege. We're all being told we're not essential. We're all being told we're worthless. We're all being told that they will pick and choose who is allowed to go out and do what. And people start saying no peacefully. We have a right under the Declaration of Independence to get violent with these people at this point. I think that's a bad move, and we shouldn't do it because we're winning politically. But countless videos of them slamming old people to the ground that are caught out honking their horns. This is the stuff that will bring down these tyrants forever. So I want to play for you a clip of one of the city council women, and there are just countless. This is not just a lone person saying this. U.S. media saying it, Canadian media saying it. The same Ottawa city councilor who called for their GoFundMe to be seized, and it was $11 million from the truckers. GoFundMe said, we're going to give it to liberals. People had a backlash. They said, okay, we won't, but they still kept the money. I mean, what a criminal group. This woman, councilor who called Canadian truckers terrorists, doubles down and calls them traitors. They're guilty of treason. No, you people following the Great Reset and the Pfizer corporate takeover and the post-industrial world and training us all we're on lockdown and training us that we're prisoners and you're the jail guard. You are the clear and present danger. You are the monster. You are the problem. Here she is.
We all need to work together. This is not something this country has ever seen before. I understand Mark Carney referred to it as sedition today. I think that's exactly what it is. This is treason. This is way bigger. This is a group of well-polished, professional people that are trying to overthrow the government of democratically elected government of this country. This is not, it's not a target on the city of Ottawa. It's much bigger than that. It's really an insurrection. It's an attack on our democracy. It's an attack on our federal government. It has a lot of international elements to it. The money is flowing from the U.S.
Right.
This is right out of the Trump playbook.
Everything she says is inversion and projection. There's a worldwide Great Reset, Operation Lockstep, UN, Davos Group, Bilderberg operation where they brag they're running it to shut us down and bankrupt us, to put us on a universal basic income, make so many people homeless, they're going to nationalize all housing like the CDC tried last year and make you put homeless people in your house. The CDC announced new plans today on it. San Francisco announced new plans. I have the article right here. We'll cover it next segment. But these people are at war with our infrastructure, at war with our economy, Cloward and Piven to bankrupt us, to make us come under their control. Klaus Schwab writes books bragging about it, and he goes on TV and says it. They are totally taking thousands of years of war and in struggle to get basic freedoms cemented and protected, and they're washing it away. That's why everything they do is designed to bring down the civilization and bring down the society. I love this meme that's been going around. Libs in December of 2021. Shows a guy looking at his computer screen. He says, make life as difficult as possible for the unvaccinated. Don't let them work or go out in public. Make them feel pain. Those are all real quotes. But mainstream TV, corporate people, big heads of companies want to make you take their product. A company's going to lock you up if you don't take their product. Libs in 2022, crying red eyes. Why won't they stop honking? We just want to put a poison into their body. Why don't they like it? Blockade at key U.S.-Canadian border highway could paralyze Detroit auto industry. Well, you know what? They already shipped most of that out of the country. And so they put us under siege. We got to put the globalists under siege. Show them who's got the power. They started the war. We're just peacefully showing we got the power. Trudeau gaslights Canadians in speech condemning trucker convoy, saying they're criminals and terrorists. He gets booed the whole time. And it just goes on and on from there. I've got a progressive supercut of Smash the Workers Revolt. And we've got suddenly, oh, CNN doctor, former head of Planned Parenthood, the lady that says, you know, keep people in their houses, they don't take the shots, make kids wear masks. Well, now, Mrs. Baby Hitler, CNN doctor, the science has changed. So lift COVID restrictions. Now masks don't work. Ah. Clown Olympic, Canadian hockey team wears mask for entire game. Of course, it's the big Stockholm Syndrome Canada that's finally waking up. I mean, that is all a Milgram experiment. CNN flips script on mask again, says mask mandates can end because science has changed. Science is whatever they say, folks. High-profile Democrat apologizes for maskless school photo. What a cult. What a cult. It's all coming up. I got so much more next segment, ladies and gentlemen, but this is just insane. They bit off more than they can chew. They made their run at us. They had these battle plans on the shelf. But the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. Separately, I'm not Joe Rogan. I don't have hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank. I'm running an independent network with our own servers, our own platforms, our own systems. Joe's visited me many times and said this is the model of the future if he gets censored a couple miles down the road. All I'm saying is we've built this infrastructure. There's other infrastructures. There's emergency backups that have been constructed that other folks have. We're busy people here. This is a war. We know how serious it is. We need funds to prosecute this war, and we have great products to eat at the same time. So, X3 has been sold out for 4 months. It's all three good types of iodine, the deep earth crystal iodine, two other types, to supercharge your immune system, to turbocharge your libido, your stamina, your energy, everything. If you haven't experienced iodine, real iodine, not the bound crappy type, it takes a few weeks to kick in, usually about 15 days, 16 days. But once it does, you really feel it. When you forget to take it, you feel it. So X3 is in stock. X2 is sold out. X3, they're apples and oranges. They're both excellent. It's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you haven't tried it, get it. Experience it. If you've never bought something at InfoWarsStore.com, I know most of you haven't that are listeners. It's a small minority keeping us on air. If the majority of you or even a large minority would buy a T-shirt, buy a book, buy a film, we could really stay on air and not be in so much issues constantly, but I want to expand in the face of the globalists, not contract. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be back. Oh, and I almost forgot. You only have two more days to get 25% off of the highest quality storable food ready to ship right now. They haven't done that deal in 4 years. PrepareWithAlex.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs.
any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Pushed around. And the system did everything it could to try to silence them and demonize them, but nobody's buying it. Also, if you look at even the major newspapers up there, they have to admit, okay, they call them white supremacists. This is a very diverse group of people, and that's what really scares the hell out of them.
But here is the dead corporate media, the zombie media, because they're still the defense contractors and the big banks and the New World Order. Keep them propped up like Frankenstein with their money, with their lightning bolts of billions in funding. And there they are demonizing the truckers. You just heard the city council saying they're terrorists. They're traitors. They're engaged in treason. They're seditionists. They need to be put in prison. And then everything they say the truckers have done, they've done. You know, if the truckers protest everywhere and there's not some food or medicine that makes it in, that's like the pain of having a rotten tooth injected with Novocaine. There's a little pain before you fix the tooth. The infection and the disease is the New World Order. And now the truckers are the dentist going in there to fix the tooth. And so, yeah, there may be some pain in this, but people saying, oh my God, if they take action, they'll blame us and say we caused the shutdown and we caused the collapse. Well, if everybody's dumb enough, after 2 years of being under siege and 40 plus million people starving to death in the third world, caused by the lockdowns, not by the virus, to then believe that the truckers are the villains, bringing the globalists to a standstill and saying, we don't want your policies, well, then we don't deserve freedom and we're that stupid. Detroit announced that they're shutting down 8 of their factories a month ago. This week, they said in a month, we're going to shut down 8 plants in Michigan because we can't get the chips. The chips. And that's caused because of the lockdowns in Asia and the COVID hysteria. It was all over the news, but now the media's, oh, the plants are shutting down because the truckers. Yeah, right. So if we believe that, we deserve what happens to us. And let me just say this before we play this compilation. Well, now, go ahead and play the MSM Demonize the Trucker compilation, their war on the working class. Progressive smash the workers revolt. Here it is.
Sedition, insurrection, a threat to democracy.
This city is under siege. They are now calling it an occupation.
Alarming situation there in Ottawa.
The police chief is calling it a nationwide insurrection driven by madness.
This is kind of our insurrection by air horn moment. I think it's part of the globalization of Trumpism.
Canadians know where I stand.
There hasn't been as much violence as some had perhaps projected, but that does not necessarily mean that it has been peaceful.
Reports of severe vandalism and criminal behavior.
Streets are clogged. The honking is incessant and deafening.
This pandemic has sucked for all Canadians.
Residents that I have spoken to who say they feel terrorized, intimidated.
Residents say they feel like hostages.
Residents in that area say that they are being held hostage, that this freedom has essentially, this freedom convoy, as they call it, has essentially imposed a lockdown on them.
Some protesters harassed a soup kitchen.
These anti-vaxxers actually took food from the mouths of the homeless.
Hungry, yeah.
Because they're so put upon.
There have not been any violent outbursts. However,
by the way, stop it.
Back
it up a few seconds, please. Can Rob Dew or Darren McBreen or somebody of our hardworking crew, because I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I want to air it today. Can someone take this 3-minute video? We're going to finish the last minute here in a second. And just everything they say, put the truth. Show cops beating people up, including black people. In the middle of the George Floyd thing, you got white cops and black cops beating black people up in New York that don't wear masks. I mean, beating them over the head with clubs. We got dogs biting people. We've got people being, their eyeballs knocked out in Germany. We've got old ladies being body slammed, their heads into concrete in Australia. We have the numbers, 280 plus million on verge of starvation, 25 million starved to death. Now another 20 something million, 40 plus million dead. All those headlines. Lockdowns caused tens of millions to starve to death. Depression, suicide. Well, there lockdowns caused global food shortage. Well, Mika Brzezinski, whose father was a war criminal, whose father called for exterminating most of the general population, Zbigniew Brzezinski, is up there caring about you while they've been in a war against humanity. And now these peaceful truckers showing all the weak-minded people that the majority don't stand with this and letting them know they're not alone, their leadership scares the tyrants. I'm going to hit the key in a moment, but let's finish up with this.
Protesters harassed a soup kitchen.
These anti-vaxxers actually took food from the mouths of the homeless.
Hungry, yeah.
Because they're so put upon.
There have not been any violent outbursts. However, horns have been honking for 12 to 21 hours a night.
The small fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa or who are holding unacceptable views that they're expressing.
Many of them are holding Confederate flags.
Ooh. I heard there's QAnon supporters in the crowd.
We've seen swastikas. We've seen the Confederate flag. We've seen flags with Justin Trudeau, our prime minister, in a noose. Lots of Donald Trump flags as well. People chanting, let's go Brandon.
It is actually one of the rare times in history you're going to see swastikas and yellow stars at the same protest.
A few people shouting.
By the way, back that up again, 10 seconds. I love the bouncy house in the background where they talk about swastikas. Folks, it's people showing Trudeau a swastika saying he's a Nazi, and then people showing Jewish stars because you got to get a shot to leave your house or have a job or be tracked if you're unvaccinated. I mean, just look at these yipping dogs of the mainstream media that are truly our enemies. They are truly the plague and the scourge. Got a big OAN reporter. There's a lot of great OAN reporters. My favorite OAN reporter is coming up, Pearson Sharp, next hour. I forgot to tell you that. I should have plugged that. I apologize. He's amazing. That's coming up. Let's finish up with the compilation.
Let's go, Brandon.
It is actually one of the rare times in history you're going to see swastikas and yellow stars at the same protest.
A few people shouting and waving swastikas does not define who Canadians are.
Ottawa is being besieged by a group of anti-do-anything-about-COVID truckers called the Freedom Convoy.
A so-called Freedom Convoy.
So-called Freedom Convoy of truckers.
It's a cult.
Yes, it is. We've heard it called a nationwide insurrection.
A threat to democracy, an insurrection, sedition.
This is a moment for responsible leaders to think carefully about where they stand and who they stand with.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you what's really going on here, and I'll get into this more next hour. This is about a purge of the military and the police and the nurses and the doctors. Because they put out a shot they knew made people sick. I was asking, why'd they do that? They want an ID tied to the vaccine. Why don't they put a placebo out and everybody on board? No, they want you to get sick. They want you to get hurt. So all the smart people see that and go, oh, I'm not doing it. And then the corporations are ordered to fire them and society breaks down, which is Cloward and Piven again, which they admit's their plan. And here it is. L.A. County supervisors vote to start firing 4,000 unvaccinated L.A. SD police officers. And it's the same all over the world. But, oh, guess who's given a waiver? If you join in on the riot police actions in Canada, the other cops have to take it in Canada. But if you sign up for riot police, that's you don't have to, both federal or local, you don't have to get the shot. Just like the FEMA emergency nurses replacing nurses that have been fired for not taking it, they have an exemption. Look it up. We're going to go to break. Please don't forget these crazy times, supply chain breakdowns and everything. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And we've got the best company ready to ship to you at the best price you're going to find even normally. But at 25% off, they haven't done this in 4 years. You cannot beat this deal that ends in 48 hours. So the last couple days to take advantage of this at preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. But preparewithalex.com takes you right to the subpage at InfoWarsStore.com where the full catalog of My Patriot Supplies high-quality food is ready for you to order it and get it shipped to you. And it funds the InfoWar a 360 win.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.